Let's turn a few more pages in our series, Crime in the City, about crime novelists and the places they write about. This week, we're going to venture overseas, starting with our own David Green. And David, we should mention for people who aren't familiar that when you're not here in the studio with us, you are our correspondent in Moscow.
That's right. And that's where I was, in the Russian capital, Moscow, earlier this summer, where I met an author named Tom Rob Smith. And he was actually on his first visit to Moscow since he was a teenager. He's written these thrillers that are set mostly in the Soviet Union of the 1950s. Mm. His protagonist is this Soviet security agent whose job really is to spy on fellow citizens. And the Moscow that he writes about in his first book, it's called Child 44, is this oppressive place. Today, Moscow's a city that's changed for the most part, I would say. And I took the author first to this lovely garden that was full of music and children eating cotton candy.
We're in the Hermitage Gardens. It's very un-Child 44, this music.
This city, the parks and the gardens can be so pleasant, and these spaces.
That's what when I drove in from the airport, passing the parks, you know, there was a real sense of people enjoying the sun. They're very beautiful, quite big, very green. And I think that must have been the relief, I think, from the claustrophobia. It must have been in the parks. It's why I don't have any scenes in parks, maybe, in my books.
Claustrophobia is an important part of the...
Yeah, I guess, you know, here is that. As soon as you move into outside space, I guess you start feeling more relaxed.
And Tom Rob Smith doesn't want you to relax. Fear is what makes you keep turning the pages of his books. We follow his protagonist, government agent Leo Demidov, into the darkest corners of the Soviet Union, the gulags, torture chambers. And in Moscow, to underground subway stations like this one. If Smith's characters are fictional, his settings are largely realistic still today.
A gust of warm air blew down the crowded platform. The train was approaching. As everyone turned to watch, Leo caught sight of a man looking in the opposite direction, away from the oncoming train, directly at him. Leo had never seen him before, yet he knew immediately this man was a fellow Czechist, a state security operative. There was a second agent on the platform.
You want to talk about timing? You feel the rush of warm air before that train came in?
To capture details like that warm rush of air, Smith researched a lot. The 31-year-old author lives in London. His only previous visit to Moscow was a 1997 high school trip, years before deciding to write these books. And so amazingly, his portrayal of Moscow life came from reading. He did visit other locations to write his novels, but not Moscow. And while he doesn't advise authors to do it that way, he says spending too much time researching a place in person can distract you from your plot.
Because you take such copious notes when you're there. You take enormous amount of detail, you video it, you photograph it, and so you get back to your desk and you're like, I've got all this information, I know exactly what everything looks like, and you pile it all in, and then you cut that all out because you've really got to follow the story.
When his story brings us through Moscow, we're not taken to the Kremlin or to the city's colorful Orthodox churches. Instead, Smith captures how hard life was for citizens in the 50s. And on this visit, he wanted a taste for everyday life today.
You know, you see people queuing for a bank here. There would have been queues for shops, food shops in the 50s. That's where the story is really set, with extraordinary pressures, but we're not really exploring the people taking those higher-level decisions. We're exploring the effect on people who live around here, the people we see now.
Life is pleasant today for Muscovites who have money. It's become one of the most expensive cities in the world, with uppity boutiques and fancy hotel lobbies with pianos and $15 cappuccinos. We escaped that side of Moscow.
So if we do it Moscow style, we just wave down an old Russian car and...
Okay, cool.
Make a price, and he can take us around.
Okay.
A real tour of this city means riding in an old Russian Lada. The boxy Soviet-era cars are often driven by older men who blare their music and chat up a storm.
All these fancy stores and expensive restaurants, they are not for ordinary people.
We packed into the car with our translator, Sergei Sotnikov. Our author, crammed in the back seat, listened as our driver talked about his grandfather being arrested in 1939. He had been ordered to relocate and work on a collective farm, and he refused. Our driver's grandfather was tortured and died.
Not here, not in Lubyanka, because I think he says that the prison was somewhere in Siberia.
When we asked our driver for his name, he got quiet. And Tom Rob Smith saw how the Moscow that filled the pages of his books is still alive in people's memories.
It was really strange. It was strange to feel that now, and imagine that must have just been everyone's reaction back then.
One powerful symbol of the past is the Lubyanka building, a few blocks from the Kremlin. Today, it's the headquarters of the FSB, Russia's modern domestic security force. In Soviet times, the agency went by different names. For a long time, it was KGB. Smith wrote about the brownish building, how the top level has no windows, just a small clock, as he wrote, that gazes over the city like a beady eye.
There was no chance you could be found innocent inside these walls. It was an assembly line of guilt. Perhaps Lubyanka hadn't been constructed with fear in mind, but fear had taken over all the same.
And fear was the weapon used by Agent Leo Demidov. Smith's character had blood on his hands, the blood of innocent men and women who may have been arrested simply for having lunch with the wrong people or writing the wrong words in a diary. In Soviet times, they might have ended up here at Lubyanka.
Leo didn't know the precise execution capacity, but the numbers were high, up to several hundred a day. At those levels, practical considerations, such as how easily and quickly human remains could be cleaned away, became an issue.
In Smith's novels, Leo battles for redemption, always reminding himself that he became a Soviet agent because he loved his country.
Because you're not dealing with someone who is villainous. You're dealing with a hero, in a sense, who's had his heroism put in this strange direction that's made him do these terrible things. As a journey for him, he has to try and overcome that. He has to think, how do I put right the wrongs I've done? And that, to me, struggling against the mistakes you've made is very interesting as a literary character, I think.
And maybe that's what makes Moscow interesting as a city. Like Leo, Moscow is on a journey to find a new identity and forget its dark past. And Tom Rob Smith's newest book is called Agent 6. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.